Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Seamus Toomey joins us with news about a new apartment building on the Gold Coast. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, I think the headline for this one would be it's replacing a Lou Malnati's on the Gold Coast. That Lou's has been there for years and years and years. It's at 1120 North State. There used to be a Barnes & Noble next door. And the plan is they're going to knock down both, and they're going to build about a 30-story apartment building, 304 units. I was checking the prices, and it looks like a one bedroom is going to go for about $3,000 or $4,000. So, pricey to live on the Gold Coast, of course, and we're going to lose a Lou Malnati's, but they say they're hoping to stay in the neighborhood somewhere, whether it's in the basement of this new building going up, or if they're going to move elsewhere. But it's they say it's one of the top performing Lou Malnati's anywhere, so they've got a good reason to keep it going somewhere nearby for sure.
I bet the apartments will smell good for a while. Know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how often you can eat Lou's, but you'll probably smell it every day if it's very close.
Good news for the south and west sides. Some affordable homes are coming. When is this happening?
Yeah, this is actually a project. It's something called the Chicago Prize that's been going on for 3 years. And the Pritzker Traubert Foundation, which is run by Penny Pritzker and her husband, Brian Traubert, they give out $10 million each year to people who got to submit bids for good projects in the city of Chicago. And this is a place called Reclaiming Chicago. They put in a bid. They want to build 2,000 new or refurbished homes in vacant city lots. These would be mostly lots that the city has acquired after vacant homes were torn down. So this nonprofit buys them for a buck, and then they're going to use some of this money to build new homes or refurbish homes if they're there, and then sell them back to people at affordable prices. So they've been doing this a little bit already. They built 250 homes in the back of the Yards neighborhood, but now they're trying to up that to 2,000. So it's an ongoing thing. I'm not exactly sure when these 2,000 are going to start going up. It obviously takes some time, but they're targeting North Lawndale, they're targeting Roseland, they're targeting Chicago Lawn, and some other spots on the west side. Good news for you drive around some of these neighborhoods and you see so many vacant lots.
Yeah.
And you wonder, oh, there used to be beautiful homes there. They fell into disrepair, and the city knocked them down to get rid of eyesores and trouble.
Good news for sure. In Lakeview, the neighbors are rallying around a bar. Fill us in on this story.
Yeah, this is your a typical Grinch story. Someone broke into the Olive Black Chicago Martini Bar, 3032 North Lincoln Avenue. They've been collecting gifts. For Christmas gifts for kids and families in the neighborhood that were in need. Unfortunately, December 11th, a couple guys are caught on video camera breaking in. They stole the whole ATM out of out of the bar, which is quite a feat. But they also took all the presents that were under the tree. So the bar is, I'm not sure where you go after doing something like that, but I got to guess it's probably warm. So they're collecting donations for this. They had a big event last night trying to replace this. So typically when this happens, they actually get, two, three times as many as they originally had. So hopefully all those bar patrons that like Olive Black or people that are interested in it can step up and replace some of those thefts.
Yeah, the Olive Black Chicago Cocktail Bar and Lounge is at 3032 North Lincoln Avenue, and I know that's going to have a happy ending. More at blackclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.